Forever Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. My, oh, my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding, ding dong, Las Culturistas calling!
Oh! Oh my God!
Wow!
Fun.
We heard Maya ask how you were, and you sounded well.
Everyone sounds good.
Everyone sounds good.
I'm. You won't mind me saying this. Right
no,
before
mind.
We came on stage, Matt said the words, "I feel like my ass is wet."
Hey!
And
I mind.
You mind?
Well, okay.
Go.
Wait.
You were like,
I can't believe you've done this.
You know, this is what it was. It was like, is my ass wet? I feel like my butt is sweaty. And I was like, I can't be the one to answer that.
I can't believe I'm being confronted with this. By the way, the first thing I was going to say is, are there any kids here? Because it's a hi, kid.
Hi, kid.
Oh, you two kids. You're in the front.
The kids are in the front. That's.
I was going to be like, can we curse? But he went into butthole humor.
There's, you know what?
Straight off the top.
There's graffiti on the bathroom stall. We can curse, right? Yeah. Kids?
We can say heck and like the word liar.
I'm going to say ass.
I'm going to say ass.
And wet.
Look, he is already launching into all this ass butt-centric stuff.
Look.
I can confirm that I had a question before about whether or not my butt was sweating. I feel that it's not. Just in case anyone's, like, interested later.
Oh. Anyone want seasoning on their donut? I'm so sorry. How old?
You're 18. You're not a kid.
No, she's a zygote.
Are you looking forward to graduating? This night is about you now.
This night is about you.
No, it's... No, is it
not.
So embarrassing, or are you fucking living for it?
Oh... It's so embarrassing that my whole life is ahead of me.
No, it's humiliating.
Oh, my God.
I was born in 2001.
That's cool.
You are as old as the movie Glitter.
That's true.
And you know what that means? You don't know Mariah before.
Oh.
And you missed out. So you might have your youth, but I know Mariah before.
And no one can take that away from you.
What is your name?
Liz. And what's your friend's name? Hi. Bella.
How old
are you, Bella?
17? You're 17?
Are you graduating the same year as Liz?
You graduated? Okay, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Now it's just fascinating. So you are a graduate, yet younger than Liz.
Does this mean that, you know, Liz is not, you know... It's not happening up here? Or are you just like Super Bella? Like, you're Super Bella.
Okay.
Cool. Right.
So you graduated high school despite being too young to do so. Your mom is an agent?
Your mom is Asian? Yeah, my mom was Asian. My mom is Asian, and I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, his mom's Asian, and he's a piece of shit.
It's not a reason.
When did That's you? Not...
Asian moms have been a crutch for too long for overachieving teenagers. And we have to put a stop to it. That's cool, Bella. What are you taking a year off? Are you in school still?
You're in school.
You go to school here? Where do you go to school?
Cool. Yay!
Yes. Okay, Slay Shoreline.
Shoreline.
Slay.
Okay. I'm getting a vibe about Shoreline. Shoreline is like we're all.
Well, let me tell you. Who here goes to Shoreline? Who here is a Shoreline alum? Why did you cheer for Shoreline then? I saw you make noise for Shoreline.
Shoreline's great.
Just supporting it. Supporting its existence.
Wow.
That's great.
That's great.
Is it by the shore? Yeah,
no.
Sort of. No, they should change the name then. It's confusing.
Is a shore has to be on salt water, right? No.
No.
Okay, this is a person who English is his third language. He's far smarter than me.
I grew up in a landlocked state. I don't know these water terms.
You can go right up to the edge of a lake and guess.
That's
you can
the
bet
shore?
Your bottom dollar mm-hmm. that's the shore.
They're like, oh yeah, Lakeshore is like such a fun high school name. I go to Lakeshore.
Lakeshore, yeah.
I go to, but like,
I go to Seaside.
I go to Estuary Shore High School. Like, I feel like shore only applies to like a limited amount, limited bodies of water.
I don't think that's true. Okay, we've proven. Who fucking thinks that a shore can be anything?
Thank you for... Did someone boo that? Someone booed that.
Someone has big opinions about the shore.
Okay. Oh, speaking of the water, I take Matt to Pike Place, and we round the corner. He sees the public market sign, and then he says... What did you say?
I said, that's where Meredith Grey fell.
No, but... That is not where Meredith Grey fell.
That's where she fell off
no,
the boat.
No, she fell off at like Pier 52, right? She like fell off where the
There's
the
a guy
are.
Snapping, so I think I'm right.
We're getting pier specific here. I feel like she fell at the on the ocean side, not the bay.
Now, okay, so wait, we should just ask, who here likes Grey's Anatomy?
Who here likes
liked it?
Liked it.
You know what I mean?
Liked
okay.
it.
The rest of you like your Seattle
Does
people,
Seattle...
but you don't care about Grey's? Only the first season? Cool. It got better in the second.
Seattle has like a complicated relationship with Grey's, and I understand that.
Now, why does Seattle have a complicated relationship with Grey's? Of course, Liz and Bella, you know, you probably
Before
were zygotic when that show was on. But, you know, I just feel like Grey's is still good.
What's that? It's still good.
Joe and who the hell is Joe?
Okay, the photographer's giving us guff. I don't know about this. This is fine. No, I hear that here. This is what's happening on Grey's Anatomy right now, to my knowledge.
Tell me.
A ripped, hot Asian doctor is dating
gay.
Is gay.
Yes.
And is for some reason madly in love with. And Jake Borelli is a lovely actor and a lovely person, but he plays this dweebish. O'Malley 2.0 type of doctor, and somehow they end up together, and I'm like, that's not how it works.
Well, you're right. I mean, I think that what television should be doing is setting realistic standards. Hot people only date other hot people.
That's true.
That's just the truth.
That's true.
I'm sorry, there's no joke there. It was only reality. Okay.
God, I really like Seattle a lot so far.
I like it very much.
Yeah.
I just think like you have a beautiful pier there in Grey's Anatomy, should have used it more. Because it only was in the one scene where Meredith Grey fell.
Sure.
And just for you those of you who don't know, she fell into the water, died, but her ghost mom said, "You're not dead," and then she came back.
That's what happened.
And that is Grey's Anatomy.
That's Grey's. Oh my God.
I can't believe you started this thing out by calling my wet butt out.
Okay, all right. Well, let's just like level the whatever.
I will.
How about you say something embarrassing that I've said to you recently or that I've done on this trip.
Okay. Well, now there's kids.
No.
You're 18,
She's
right?
18.
Okay, so I'm going to do some Grindr humor.
Oh, yeah. What's over here?
Bowen? I don't know, just a black abyss. Like, okay. There's like nothing over here to me, I'm going to say it to them so I don't have to look these 18-year-olds in the eyes when I say, Bowen, so far in the hookup standings of our tour, mm-hmm. Bowen has a big one and I have a big goose egg, which is zero, kids. And, you know, I'm just saying like, this is really not embarrassing for you. I'm thrilled that you have, you know...
He
had a large penis, though, is what you said.
No, stop it. He, the biggest, the most remarkable thing about him was that he was just this lovely, lovely nerdy boy.
This is sort of like a narrative of Grey's Anatomy.
He takes off his flannel. He wears a College of Chemistry, University of California, Berkeley shirt.
Very Pacific Northwest.
And I was like, what do you do? And he goes, oh, I work in Hillsborough. I'm an engineer. I make computer chips for Intel. I was like, okay. And then afterwards, I was like, so are you going to go? Because he just gotten off of work. He works nights. And then I was like, are you going to go home and sleep now? And he goes, no, I'm a musician, so I'm gonna practice my music. I was like, oh, that's so cool. What do you play? And he goes, and this is not pejorative or stigmatizing at all. He said, I play the clarinet. And I was like, you adorable, unadulterated person. And that's it. You know what? It wasn't about.
Well, what he told me was his dick was huge and it hurt.
Oh my God.
That's what I remember. I mean, I sort of remember this clarinet part, but.
Yeah. Anyway. God. What else?
So who here listens to the podcast Lost Culture?
Anyone listen? Cool. Who here has no idea who the hell we are? Who here does? Make some noise if you don't know us. Great. Hi.
Who's here because they are a fan of Bowen Yang's lip sync videos online?
That's, thank you. Who's here because they've seen Matt
they're not gonna
interview
say yes.
Armie Hammer and make him uncomfortable?
Oh, you have? Well, you didn't see the good part. The good part was he said, so I went to Sundance and did interviews with celebs, including Armie Hammer. We love Armie. He is more handsome in person than on the screen, if you can believe. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a rule of culture, number 9, the screen adds 10 beauty. But not in this case. He's very handsome in person. Uh-huh. And I said to him during the interview, have you met any celebrities that have gagged you or have, starstruck you? And he said, well, you know, I met Robert Redford last night. And I said, oh, that would be fun to watch you, the handsome actor of today, meet Robert Redford, the handsome actor of yesterday. And he said, well, I don't know about that. And I said, I do. And we sat in silence for about 15, 20 seconds. It was him and Zossie Beetz from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And she did not help with the silence. She kind of, we all sat in the silence together. And I was like, cool.
Man.
So, bye. And then, I don't know, that part didn't make it to air. Probably because he threatened to.
Threatened to what?
He threatened to sue.
Oh, my God.
If we put that out.
Army.
He's a very handsome guy.
Very
handsome. You know, I would imagine this wasn't the first time he's been told he's handsome. But he acted like it was.
Sure.
These handsome people, very precious. Who here is handsome?
Yeah, that's cool. Seattle's a hot town.
Do you guys find that when you walk around, you think it's full of hot people here? You think so?
Yeah. I think Seattle has this like identity to it that like not a lot of cities have. Like I'm from Denver. You go to Denver and like
a lot of duds.
It's just like snowboarders and now it's like potheads, which is beautiful. But like that's no longer its novelty anymore either. Like you have it here.
No, you say you smoke weed and everyone's like, yeah, fucking cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say.
No one thinks it's cool anymore to smoke weed. Everyone's just doing it.
Seattle, it's like, you know, you say I'm going to Seattle and then you think, and then like immediately like Black Hole Sun plays in my head and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about this in the car on the way over on the way to the airport this morning, just that timbre of voice is really cool. Like the Creed, your Black Hole.
We were revisiting Creed today.
Yeah.
So a friend of ours met Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20.
Yes.
And we were kind of gagged by that because I hadn't thought of Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 in about 15 years.
Almost as old as Liz and
yeah.
And Bella.
Do you know who Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 is? You've seen memes about Smooth by Santana.
What are the memes? What are the memes? Uh-huh.
There's a picture that's going around with a guy wearing a t-shirt.
On the back
of the t-shirt.
See,
that's actually a really good shirt.
Actually, actually, it's not, because like there's no setup to that punchline. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think the fact of the matter is it's dumb, and I think that's why it's good.
Is it just the words? Is there a still from the music video where I think he's outside in a city or?
Totally.
Shirts are awesome.
So
like
many
that.
Times there's things on the front of shirts as well as the back.
That's actually a rule of culture.
It's actually a rule of culture number 99. So many times there's words on the back of the shirt as well as the front. We have some merch for sale.
We have some merch
not
for sale.
Not here online. Yeah, but if you want a shirt that says Taylor Swift, you can buy that.
If you want a shirt that says fruit is what candy is based on, you can buy that.
All sorts of dumb shit.
Lots of dumb
that
stuff.
That we print on things.
Okay, and now how are the kids ingesting culture? What's the media diet for the kids these days? Is it just purely memes? It's just impact font with a black stroke on it in white?
You can't answer this? You seem to...
AirPods?
AirPod culture is
okay,
huge.
Okay, AirPod is not media, though. You know what I'm saying? An AirPod is a device. This photographer is crazy.
You're 18, too? What?
Vera Project, you gotta... I know it's all ages, but these 18-year-olds are just giving us sass. But we love it.
And they
we
came all the way to the front with their AirPods and their cameras and their advanced education.
Shoreline communities.
Listen, who here is over the age of 18? Who here is 18 or younger? Got it.
Okay, right. So they're just in the front.
Love it.
That's so cool. This is fun.
This is like a talk back.
I was going to point out, last night in Portland, we ended up sort of having a focal point in an audience member. He was a relative of one of the performers. His name was Grandpa Jim, legally. And we kept sort of going back to him for some banter. Bella and Liz, I think we're going to check in with you throughout the show. Is that okay?
Yeah, you guys have become fixtures in this program.
What's your name? Kayla.
Kayla
AirPods. I'm calling you Kayla AirPods. And Bella Shoreline and Liz Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas memes.
Rob Thomas memes. Absolutely. Okay.
Okay. I'm not done.
We're not done. All right.
The way you know Smooth by Santana is from memes. You don't know the song Smooth by Santana.
Can you sing what you think it sounds like? Okay, Bella. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I feel like out of the two of you, she's the singer.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't want to sing, you're really not going to want to sing. But you, I bet you sing.
I bet Kayla.
Kayla,
sings.
I bet you belt it out. Go on.
I don't know. I know.
That's you
Santana.
Only know the guitar
you
part?
You only know the Santana part.
Rob Thomas sings the whole song. So you know the part that's like, but you don't know, like, and it's just like the ocean under the moon. It's the same as the emotion that I get from you. You got the kind of loving that could be so smooth. Here, give me your heart, make it real. I'll just forget about it.
So good.
So good.
So good.
And then, okay, so anyway, back to what we were saying. We rediscovered that song in the moment, and I also said, you know what song is also good? I wanna push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. That's very good. Yes. I know. It feels so good you want to keep going, but we're not going to.
It's in your body.
Because, let me tell you what other song we talked about, which was Creed. We discussed Higher. But then I said the big anthem of Creed was, of course, with arms wide open under the sunlight.
God, I put Soundgarden. I feel like Soundgarden did they originate that sort of cadence of that timbre of voice?
Soundgarden.
They did Black Hole Sun, right?
Black hole sword, world curve.
Well, the first person...
That's Jackson Maine. Oh, my God. Jackson Maine does that shit.
That's Jackson Maine.
That's cowboy mouth.
Oh, singer. Oh, I got a cowboy mouth.
That's what it is.
Well, the first person, this is actually culture.
Okay.
This first person to ever sing with a gravelly voice was the late Kurt Cobain. He was the first person to ever sing.
Read the room.
With a gravelly voice. What? Too soon? Shut up.
Shut up.
It is not.
Is it really? Well, so, it's actually Rihanna's birthday today, too.
Yeah, it's Rihanna's birthday.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Rihanna. No.
Do they have the same birthday? I bet they would have gotten along famously.
Yeah. Actually, no. If they're both, what, Pisces, they would have hated each other.
No, I'm friends with so many other Pisces. I'm a Pisces. I'm super close with Rihanna.
Oh, my God. I want to say something.
Is it going to be about my butthole? Because
no,
I'm not okay
no,
with
no,
it.
No,
I'm,
no.
I don't consent.
No, never mind. No, it's
go,
fine.
Say
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
You,
it's
no,
really
Bowen,
late.
You have to say it.
Y'all, I'm not a big believer in astrology. Carl Sagan is my baby, and he says it's pseudoscience and it's trash. So I wrote
but
a
it's fun. Thank
I wrote
you,
a,
Liz.
I wrote a sketch last week for Don Cheadle where he plays a veterinary
Bowen assistant. Writes for Saturday Night Live.
Where he plays a veterinary assistant who like talks to all the animals and says, "Oh well, that cat that cat's a Pisces and so she loves hard," like that, like just projecting all these personality traits on animals, and it was so funny. And then it got cut for time. We're gonna cut this out of the actual episode anyway. This is just my way of making you guys.
This is just Bowen venting.
This is just me venting. Anyway, astrology's actually astrology. I keep going back and forth on it.
Yeah,
truly.
Clearly. You're acting fucking crazy.
Yeah, okay. I
know. Do you like it or not, bitch? Decide now and stick with it.
I think it sort of works. It operates in this world of very general personality traits that people can latch onto at any point in their lives.
Yes.
Like, we're all impulsive. We're all sexual.
Emotional.
We're all emotional.
Whenever it's like, I'm a Pisces, so I'm emotional. It's like, well, you're also a fucking human being.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would say I agree with Liz. And we're so sisters, you and I. We're like really sisters. We're very close. Like, I think this one, we're not as close. You're the Bowen.
Bella's the Bowen. Liz is the Matt.
Yeah. So you think astrology is fun. Yeah, right. And you are like, you see?
Yeah.
You don't care. But what if I said this to you? Our bodies are mostly water.
Ugh.
So why would you think that the moon and the tides don't make your body different as they go?
As they go.
Think about that, Bella. What now? Shoreline didn't prepare you for this moment, did it?
Lot to think about. Ask your Asian mom what she thinks of astrology. Oh my God, Asian parents don't have any... They'll believe in Chinese zodiac bullshit. And like that's stupid.
Asian parents believe in hard work.
Cool it. Watch out. Oh my God. Wow. Anyway, we are here tonight to...
I love that I got the first cool it of the night.
I know. I am fucking wired right now. I it's the coffee here.
We are drinking a lot of coffee in this town.
A lot of coffee. You guys do, but I'm having sort of like a weird
moment.
Jittery moment.
A jittery moment. Well, listen, let's just take it down. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, listen, who here is ready for some I don't think so honeying?
I am.
Now, if you're not familiar with I Don't Think So Honey, it is a series of one-minute rants on pop culture topics that, ooh, bitch, we don't like them. It's something that you think about and you say, I gotta scream about that because it's no good. There's also sitting here in front of me is what we call the troll bowl.
Yes.
Now, this troll bowl is filled with pop culture topics that would be difficult to go negative on.
Yes.
Like, not so easy to talk shit about these things.
But you have to go negative on them.
Yeah.
And past examples of troll bowl topics have included Princess Diana,
JonBenet Ramsey,
David Bowie, Princess, a lot of dead people.
Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews was a good one. David Bowie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, like things that, like, if you talk shit about them, we would call you, I guess, a bad person.
Yeah.
A lot of that's going to happen tonight.
Yes.
So that's good.
So our performers have the option of doing either a pre-written, I don't think so, honey, a pre-sort of meditated rant on something they've chosen and thought about before that they've mulled over, or they can choose to draw from the troll bowl and sort of do it off the cuff, and they have to go negative on whatever topic they draw.
Yeah.
So those are the two examples. As a way of exemplifying what tonight will look like, we will go first.
Yes, we will.
So Matt is going to show us what a pre-written I Don't Think So, Honey looks like. So everyone give it up for Matt Rogers, everybody. Okay. So Matt will take the mic. Matt, are you ready?
Volumes. This is a good mic.
That's a good mic. Hot mic.
Good loud mic.
Okay, so Matt.
All right, so listen. I have a pre-selected I Don't Think So, Honey topic. Do you guys like my jacket? That was separate from the I Don't Think So. I just wanted to know. My aunt sent it to me in the mail, and she was like, I found a jacket for you. And I don't usually think this is like a fashion aunt. And then I got this jacket, and I was like, okay, bitch.
Yeah.
Because it buttons and zippers.
Ooh. Like steampunk.
Not, not. Not, not.
Yeah.
Bowen told me no, but not, not. You did!
With the zipper, I just said steampunk. With the zipper, it's already super steampunk. If you popped it up, that's like...
Is steampunk like a bad thing?
No.
What is steampunk? Define steampunk.
Like Robert Downey Jr. as Sherlock Holmes. That's steampunk.
No, the fashion icon in that is Rachel McAdams.
Also steampunk. Okay. This is Matt Rogers' I Don't Think So, Honey. And his time starts now.
Okay, sorry. I Don't Fucking Think So, Honey, the Space Needle. Bitch, you're not the Eiffel Tower, and you're never going to be. You are in drag, honey. You are a weird shape. There is something that's more iconic than you, and it's Ms. Eiffel. Okay, also, how about this? Why the fuck is it $37 to get in you? $37? To go high up? Bitch, I went somewhere in Atlanta and there's one that is higher and it's less expensive and you can drink a cocktail when you get to the top. When you get up to the top of the Space Needle, what is there? Is there anything up there?
There's a restaurant.
There's a restaurant? Well, I wouldn't know because I'm not paying fucking $37 to go in there. The Space Needle, you were all I know about you is you were in Grey's Anatomy sometimes. Now I walk up to you, it's $37, $39 on
Five
peak.
Seconds.
What the fuck does that mean? The Space Needle, more like the Space Don't Needle.
And that's 1 minute.
Thank you.
I think we have a new rule of culture. That's rule of culture number 75.
The Space Needle, more like the Space Don't Needle.
Don't need it.
I am from New York City. We have several tall buildings.
At least several.
At least several.
At least. That was a pre-written, I don't think so.
That was a pre-written.
About that.
And now Bowen Yang will do a troll bowl topic. Come on, Bowen Yang. I gave you topical. Now, this will not be topical. Well, we don't
know.
It might
be.
But probably not. Let's see, Bowen. I'm picking it out.
Yep.
Okay. Bowen, yeah.
You got the timer ready? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. Your I Don't Think So, Honey trollable topic is country music.
Oh, my God.
And your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, country music. Why don't you fucking decentralize from Nashville, honey? Why does it all have to come from one place? How about you spread some of the love to, I don't know, Charlotte or some shit. I don't know what happens down there in the South. Also, country music is a fucking monolith in terms of radio plays. And if you're going to shut out one Miss Kacey Musgraves from your plays, ooh, bitch, she's going to win. And look, she won 30. The fucking Grammy, okay? So here's the thing. Also, this is the thing that about country music that people don't realize. Most of the good stuff is written by one gay man. I don't remember what his
name
is.
Shane McAnally.
Shane McAnally. So all these homophobic Trump country fucks are listening to the words of a queer person, and that's pretty fucking cool if you ask me. But country music, like...
5 seconds.
Just don't do it in Nashville. Like, Nashville's now for bachelorette parties. It's fine. It's done. Nashville's done.
That's and, 1 minute.
Thank you, Bowen Yang. I would like to say we would love to visit Nashville.
We would love to visit Nashville.
We would love to go.
I would love to go to Nashville.
It's one of the places on our list.
Yeah, I would love to see a to-scale replica of the Parthenon. No, I don't.
We're talking shit about Seattle landmarks here today.
Right, I'm so sorry.
Right.
We went... Where else did we
go? We went to the Museum of Pop Culture. That was fun.
That was cool.
It's no Shoreline College.
Community All right, college.
Community college.
Okay, who's ready to bring up some of our performers tonight? I am. All right, we're going to bring people up in groups of four, and they're going to come up one by one to the mic. So let's give it up for our first group. Please make some noise for
Natasha Ransom. Give it up for Emily Shore Lesnick.
Give it up for Graham Downing.
And give it up for Lindsay Peterson.
Wow,
I love that you all remain standing. And so this, yes. What are you guys, Seth Meyers?
Yes. What are you?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Because
be
did you know that's like a talk show? That's like, yeah, there doesn't need to be five. The ghost is sitting there.
The ghost is sitting there.
The ghost, the mean ghost.
Okay, now everyone, please welcome to the microphone Natasha Ransom.
Natasha.
Hi, Natasha.
Here's the deal. We have a whole bowl full of troll bowl topics, but also a whole brain full of ideas, I would imagine. So yeah. What are you going to do?
Troll bowl.
Oh!
First of the night, it's a troll bowl, Natasha.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
The crowd loves it.
I love that. Okay, so I'm picking out a topic. Here it is. Great.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, no.
Listen, Natasha Ransom, this is going to be tough.
Okay.
But your I Don't Think So Honey troll bowl topic is the actress Regina King.
Oh my God.
Okay. Your time starts now.
Can you give me a reference?
Yes. If Beale Street Could Talk, Miss Congeniality 2, Legally
These are bad
2.
References. Ray.
Ray. We can draw someone else if you're
Yeah,
if you're
can
not
you familiar. Draw someone else?
Okay, great. And Regina. That is in and of itself an I Don't Think So Honey on Regina King.
Wow. Really, Regina King.
Never heard of her.
Oh, Who? I don't know her.
Okay, this is, you'll know this.
Okay.
You'll know this one.
Your I Don't Think So Honey troll bowl topic is New York City.
And your time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, New York City. I've been to you once because you're too expensive to visit multiple times. I Don't Think So Honey, New York City. When I walk down your beautiful streets, garbage flew directly into my mouth.
New York.
In addition to that, like a family of pigeons followed me everywhere and screamed. I Don't Think So Honey, New York City being like a mecca for art and culture and interesting things. I saw a dance performance there and it was modern dance, so it was boring anyway. I Don't Think So Honey, New York City, supposed to have the Statue of Liberty that says that our country is open to everyone. Well, you're a big fat fucking lie.
15 seconds.
Immigration, heard of it? It's a current issue. I Don't Think So Honey, York City. Like, you say that you're like a melting pot for everybody, but when I'm on the subway, I'm just incredibly too warm.
And that's 1 minute. Natasha Ransom. New York City, a melting pot. More like I'm melting on the subway.
Ooh, way too warm.
Some social commentary in
Absolutely.
That one.
Some dance commentary on that. Everyone, please welcome to the microphone,
Emily Shore Lesnick.
Our good friend from New York
City. Our friend from New York City. Are you offended by Natasha?
Deeply.
Oh, of course.
She's deeply offended. Emily, already conflict.
No, fine. Emily, what's it going to be? Pre-written or our troll bowl?
Pre-written.
I Don't Think So Honey. This is Emily Shore Lesnick. I Don't Think So Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, the way people park in this city, have you ever gone down a narrow side street and tried to, I don't know, move in any kind of way? People just pull in. They don't care if it's the direction of traffic. They don't parallel park. They just saunter on in there. When I moved here to Seattle, people said, you know, Emily, it's going to be a big adjustment. People compost here. And I said, that's okay, honey, because I am perfectly content.
30 seconds.
Holier than thou. And then people said, you know, Emily, it's going to be really different here because people are more passive aggressive. And I said, that's fine, honey, because I'm bilingual. And then they said, you know, Emily, it's going to be different there because, you know, people wear socks and sandals. And I said, that's okay, honey. I love it. I'm a lesbian. And what I don't like, honey, is the way that people drive and park. It's almost as if this city wasn't planned, but you can't be this segregated if not by design.
Oh!
And that's 1 minute. Emily Shore-Lesnick. It's like she dropped such like a hot take that she was like, ow, it's hot. The way you just reacted was like, ooh, it was a hot take. Ooh, ow. Ah, ouch. Ah. My hands, the take's too hot. That was amazing.
Oh my God.
Again,
Emily
more social commentary.
Wow, get up, Emily Shore-Lesnick.
Will it continue with Graham Downing?
Who knows, Graham?
It won't.
It won't. It won't.
Right. Don't
okay,
worry.
So cut the tension. The social commentary is over.
It's done. Graham, what's it going to be? Pre-selected or trouble?
Pre-selected.
Okay. Pre-selected.
This is
you heard the man.
I don't think so, honey. As time starts now.
I don't think so. Films that are set in Seattle, like the film The Changeling, where the main character takes the monorail to work, like that only makes sense if you live at Pizza Haven and work at Claire's. And if that's a life you can have, sign me up. Okay. So kind of like an Agent Cody Banks, where they try and pass off the Toronto Tower as the Space Needle, which is almost as unbelievable as Frankie Muniz dating Hilary Duff in that movie, because it's true. Tens don't date fives.
30 seconds.
Frankie Muniz can have anyone he wants. Malcolm in my middle, all right? It's kind of like in The Ring where that horse jumps off the ferry. Do you know how expensive the fucking ferry is, let alone bringing a horse on there?
15 seconds.
That's $80 worth of carrots you just wasted. I'd kill myself if I was that horse too. Don't piss on my rain and tell me that we're the rainiest city in America, because that is kawaii, motherfucker. Aloha. Thank you.
And that's 1 minute. Graham Downing.
Graham Downing. Oh my God.
And you know what? We got a rule of culture. It's actually rule of culture number 30. Agent Cody Banks.
That's it.
That's it.
Wow. What a beautiful little bait and switch there with the Hilary Duff v. Frankie Muniz.
And wouldn't you know it? Frankie Muniz was called a hot person in that I Don't Think So, Honey.
And will he ever be called a hot person again?
Well, here's the thing with child stars, and we'll get to the next I Don't Think So, Honey in a minute, but this is important, and it's about educating because there are kids here.
Yeah.
We all think all these child stars are going to go on to become hot, but look some of them up.
Oh.
I won't name names, just saying. Pick the most famous child star from, like, I don't know, late 90s, early 2000s.
All right.
Not necessarily hot.
Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes on this.
I'm getting my second cool it of the night.
Yeah.
All right, let's cool it and bring up Lindsay Peterson.
Lindsay.
I love this jacket.
Lindsay's got
thank
a look.
You.
You're looking good. Okay, so listen. Here we have a troll bowl. Here we have many ideas, probably. But what you got for us?
I'm going with one of my many ideas.
Yes, I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is Lindsay Peterson's I Don't Think So, Honey. And time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Bradley Cooper.
Oh!
Stop trying to convince us you're not a douchebag. You're a douchebag.
And oh!
You showed us that in your very first role, Sex in the City, that episode, Single Fabulous? Question mark. You're a douchebag. You solidified it in your second big role, Wedding Crashers, douchebag. Cemented it in your third big role, Hangover. You're a fucking douchebag.
Oh!
And you cannot convince us. I Don't Think So, Honey. Your American Sniper was no Zero Dark 30. You're no Chris Pratt. And your Silver Linings Playbook was no Beautiful Mind. You're no Russell Crowe. I Don't Think So, Honey. And your Star Is Born is no Crazy Heart. You are no Jeff Bridges. You don't get to just Jeff Bridges. You have to earn your Jeff Bridges. By the way, release the Gaga only cut. We're all waiting.
Oh,
15 seconds.
Maya Angelou said, when someone tells you who they are, believe them. And we believe you, Bradley Cooper. You are a douchebag.
5 seconds.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Bradley Cooper.
Yes, and that's 1 minute. Thank you. Wow.
Lindsay Peterson.
Lindsay Peterson, everybody.
Give it up for this group. Natasha Ransom, Emily Shore-Lesnick, Graham Downing, and Lindsay Peterson.
Ooh. Solid.
Very good.
Oh my God. You have to earn your Jeff Bridges.
You have to earn. That's a rule of culture number 80. You have to earn your Jeff Bridges. Also,
To be honest with you, I think I agree. I think I liked Bradley Cooper better in the beginning when he was a douchebag. I found him very attractive
in
then.
The beginning when he was having anal with Michael Ian Black in Wet Hot American Summer.
He wasn't a douchebag in that, though. He was a sweet gay
boy. He was a sweet gay boy in that.
Yeah.
He and Amy Poehler were best friends.
Yeah, and sweet gay boys are not douchebags.
Okay, now let's check in with Liz and Bella. We're gonna ask you just to give a quick little review of each group, or not a review, just a little like some qualitative analysis. What did you think about that group?
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, what
now? We have to expand on this. You said because
sweetie, I have to give it into the mic because it's being recorded live for a podcast. So hold on. You said that because you're under 20, all you can say is, I like it or I don't. Expand.
So you're not allowed to have nuanced thoughts? Oh, babe.
Girl, you are so much smarter than I'll ever be. That sentence was so complete. It's stunning what you just did.
You know
but
what?
You liked it. Wow. You are my sister. We both got a 31 on the ACTs. Not you too? Salejo. Everyone here that got a 31, fucking stand up for yourself. Did you get a 31?
Yes. Congrats.
Yes. Oh, my God. Over there, too. We are all honoring each other tonight. Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful.
Well, you got a 36.
I got a 36.
That is the highest score you can get.
And now I work in comedy. So, wow.
Wow.
Well, thank you. Bella, anything to add?
No.
Okay. All right.
You're so to the point.
Love it.
Love that about
Love
you.
Love that.
Anyway.
All right. Let's bring up our next group, shall we? Everyone give it up for
Michael Castillo.
Give it up for Jace Kaiser.
Jace Kaiser, everybody. Give it up for Kathleen Nicozzi.
And give it up for
Max Delson. Beautiful. Whoa. You may all be seated.
What a decorum abiding.
I'm telling you, they're going by talk show host rules.
Yes.
You know this. Okay, so this is a rule of culture. No talk show host can sit down until the guest sits down. Did you know this? Well, yeah, that's why you come to this show.
That's why you come.
For useful information like that.
It's worth the price of admission alone. Yeah. Okay. Please welcome to the microphone, Michael Castillo.
Hi, Michael. Hey.
So there's a troll bowl. It's been utilized in the last group. There's also, you know, the gorgeous option of a pre-prepared topic.
Gentleman prepares.
Oh.
Okay.
Here we go.
Gentleman Michael Castillo has an I Don't Think So Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey Instagram stories. I don't understand you.
Ah!
Okay? I'm getting a little older. I'm like mid-30s, late-30s. I won't talk about it. It's fine. But why am I looking at a picture that I think is a movie that's actually a GIF? I don't like it. Also, it has humiliated me on more than one occasion. Today, Mr. Bowen Yang shared some Instagram stories. I accidentally sent a 100 emoji react. So, I'm sorry.
No.
I
30
would
seconds.
Never 30 seconds. Do that in real life. And I'm so glad I'm here to tell you that. I apologize.
Wow.
Also, one time, who knows who Dan Levy is from Schitt's Creek? He's super handsome, right? Yes. So you know how you can share someone's story? You can also comment on the story to the person who made it. So Dan Levy had a picture of himself in a suit looking amazing. I sent it to my friend, I thought. I said, oof, I just ovulated. Guess what,
Five
you guys?
Seconds.
I sent it to Dan Levy. And you know what? He still hasn't responded. And I think that's not okay. So Instagram has hurt me deeply. I can't trust the stories. I'm never going to recover. And now if I ever see Dan Levy, it's going to be very uncomfortable.
And that's 1 minute and 15 seconds. But I'm happy we heard the end.
I love that.
I love that.
Michael, I think you can just do what you just did to me, and someday you will meet Dan Levy, and you will be able to just explain this beat for beat, and he'll understand.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my God. Michael Castillo, everybody. And
come
now,
on.
Please welcome Jace Kaiser.
Jace Kaiser. Hello.
If a gentleman prepares, consider me a classy lady, because I'm doing trouble.
Oh! Beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right, here we go.
Ooh, la, la.
So here's the deal.
Ooh.
We have chosen out of the trouble another city.
Yes.
This is unprecedented.
Wow.
It is the city of Portland.
And Jace Kaiser's I Don't Think So Honey on Portland. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Portlandia. All right. Seattle and I would say Tacoma's redheaded stepchild of my sibling.
Oh.
Because they like to think they are way better than Tacoma and Seattle, but their coffees and teas do not quite live up to this.
Oh!
Yeah,
all right? And I would like to think Portland needs to get their shit together because every time I'm driving from Tacoma southbound, I need to do everything I can to not get off on the wrong exit south. They need to figure out their freeway system.
Ooh.
Am I right on that?
She's snapping.
She's snapping.
She's snapping?
That means
she's
yes.
Snapping?
Yep.
Portland. I don't think so, honey. Portland. Because
15
it's
seconds.
A shitty topic, and I have 15 more seconds to talk about it. I don't think so, honey, Portland.
And that's 1 minute!
And that's 1 minute.
That was...
Listen, we got the
at least
points.
I turned a look. I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Know what
there's
you're good
a lot
at.
To say.
Playing to your strengths, Lena and Cheryl.
Oh, there we go. Give it up, everybody.
Jace Kaiser. When I get off, when I drive down from Tacoma, I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah, you're gonna remember that. All right, everyone. Kathleen
Nicosi. Kathleen.
So, the trouble, pre-prepared topic. What are we thinking?
I have prepared.
Let's prepare.
Okay. This is Kathleen Nicosi's I Don't Think So, Honey. Our time starts now.
I don't think so, straight ladies who ask me if I think they're lesbian because they kissed one girl in high school and hate men now.
Ah.
The only person who I am for sure actually know is lesbian is me. I have no idea if you're a lesbian. It's like asking me if I think they would like purple Skittles or red Skittles. I'm not your mouth. I have no idea. And I don't think so, honey, if when I ask you, well, do you want to have sex with a woman and you make a face, then that's kind of what it means to be a lesbian. I want to have sex with women. So I don't think so, honey. I think it's
15 seconds.
15 seconds. Oh, no.
Oh, no. You've got it.
You got it.
Yes.
You can put
yes,
it in.
Yes.
Your time is up.
Is it time is up?
And no, you keep going.
No. You have 10 seconds.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You were talking about women who say, am I a lesbian because I kissed a woman?
Yeah. I think that was it.
Cool.
That's 1 minute.
Thank you.
Kathleen Nicosi.
Kathleen Nicosi. It's all about...
It's true. We can only confirm our own sexual desires. I don't know about you, or you.
Wow. And it's all about the
beautiful.
Face. It's all about the face you make when you have sex with someone.
Yeah.
That determines.
That's what that determines.
Wow.
Everyone welcome Max
Delson. Hi, Max.
Hello, Max.
Hello.
Your options are pre-selected, I Don't Think So, Honey, or a trouble draw. Which will it be?
I'm going to do pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
This is Max Delson's I Don't Think So, Honey, and their time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, American Horror Story.
Yeah. Oh.
Why are you still happening to us? 8 seasons? There's no storyline. You just coast on the first episode shock value because Ryan Murphy shows are the premature ejaculation of TV. Just last for one season, Ryan Murphy. That's all we ask of you. I Don't Think So, Honey. American Horror Story
seconds.
Coven, episode 10, out of ideas as usual, and you just throw Stevie Nicks in there? How dare you? She is 70 years old. She is trying to age gracefully. And this is how you treat her? You just shove Emma Roberts in her face and make her seem Rhiannon?
15 seconds.
Give her an arc. Give her a fucking plot. She's just conveniently Jessica Lange's friend. Oh, I don't think so, honey. And while I'm fucking here, fuck Evan Peters. He's got a weird rabid weasel vibe, and it's not working for him.
That's 1 minute. Max Delson, everybody.
Max Delson, give it up for this group. Michael Castillo, Jace Kaiser, Kathleen Nicosi, and Max Delson.
Wow. We're going to start with Bella. Bella,
let's start with Bella. Yeah. Really? Was it because there was so much to say about Portland that it's like it gets overwhelming?
Or is it that when you drive down from Tacoma, you get off the wrong exit?
You don't like Portland. What is it for you about it?
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, everything.
It's like if Seattle was 1,000 times worse. That's a burn.
She's assigning a factor.
They don't
to
even
it.
Have a tall building.
You know what? Portland also has donuts. That's not a burn. That's just
no.
That's just a fact about Portland.
It's just a fact about they also have donuts.
Yeah.
Liz? You like the American Horror Show? Do you like the show?
No.
Go ahead. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you sense the rabbit weasel vibe from an early age.
You are actually, yeah. Yeah, this
wow.
isn't it.
Good. Okay.
There you go, Liz.
So Liz is just telling us that in middle school she was virtue signaling her Evan Peters distaste. I'm kidding. I would have agreed with you if we had gone to middle school together.
And also, that's a rule of culture. If your virtues are correct,
virtue signal.
It's rule of culture number 70. If your virtues are correct, virtue signal.
Okay, let's bring up our next group, shall
Give
we?
It up for Michaela Hobbs! Give it up for Mitch Mitchell!
And Genevieve Ferrari!
And Jill Silva! I said that like Oprah!
And you may be seated.
Everyone be seated, we love that. And first to the mic, Michaela Hobbs!
Hi, Michaela.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
So here's the deal. We got the bowl. We got ideas and pre-prepared topics. What do you got?
I've been stewing on this for a long time. I'm going to have to do pre-selected.
Ooh, when you stew, you got to release that stew.
You got to open the steam valve.
It's
this
steamy.
Is Michaela Hobbs' I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who sing Disney songs at karaoke.
Ah!
Okay? I do not think so, honey. This is not your car or the shower. I do not want to hear you struggle through the beginning of the circle of life. Okay, it is offensive to me and to everyone in the entire room. You're in an adult space. You need to sing an adult song. It is not the 90s. You can struggle your way through Photograph by Nickelback, and that will be more enjoyable for everyone.
Wow.
Okay, honey. You do not need to sing both parts of the song from Aladdin where they're on the magic carpet. I don't want to hear it. And guess what, Broadway babies?
Seconds.
You are not off the hook either.
Oh!
Okay? I went to theater school. I was surrounded by people trying to one-up each other singing the Lea Michele version of Don't Rain on My Parade. You're not Lea Michele. You can't. Thank you.
And that's 1 minute.
Wait a minute.
Michaela Hobbs.
No, she nailed it.
Yes.
People at your theater school preferred the Lea Michele version over the Barbara version?
Go to the mic. We need this.
Oh, we've got
it was very clear from the way that they were doing the, it was Lea Michele.
Yeah,
oh
the scoop.
God.
It was clear from the scoop.
It was the scoop. It was not a Barbara.
Yeah, it was not Barbara.
You got to come in clean like Barbara.
You
got to
come in clean and well-placed like Barbara, not scooping like Lea Michele.
Sorry.
It's a rule of culture number 80. You got to come in clean
like
Barbara, not
scooping
like
Lea Michele. Well,
and while we mull that over,
Mitch Mitchell! Hi, Mitch.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, Mitch.
What's it going to be, pre-selected or troll ball?
Well, it was a real Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that was famously a tough choice for her.
It was.
Yeah.
I think she and would have gone with...
Can I say something about that?
Yes.
They both, it ended up, she didn't, you know, you've seen the movie?
Yes.
They both the kids go.
I had sex to that movie once. I can't believe I just admitted that. Sophie would have chosen the Troll Bowl.
Oh!
Okay. And we're doing what Sophie would have done.
Okay, I pick for you. You go out, stand out over there. Oh. Okay, look, Mitch. Okay.
Yes.
This is funny. If you don't, look, we'll say it, and then if you don't want it, we'll toss it.
Okay.
But if you want to do it, I'm going to live.
Sure, sure.
Your Troll Bowl, I Don't Think So Honey topic is Rachel Ray.
This is Mitch Mitchell. Would you like to do it?
Rachel Ray, I Don't Think So Honey.
And your time starts now. Go.
Rachel Ray, I Don't Think So Honey. First of all, no one's buying your shit pots and pans because they're all at fucking Goodwill for a reason, honey.
No!
Rachel Ray cheating. Ooh, Jay-Z and Beyonce. I know it was you. I know it was fucking you. Don't hide behind your casseroles. Don't hide behind those damn pots and pans, man.
30 seconds.
They shouldn't be so expensive. Not to mention, I'm sure your cooking is trash and you don't season anything because your name is Rachel Ray. I am positive, absolutely positive. Also, where is she?
Oh!
Honey, where are you? I can only think of your pots and pans.
Wow.
And that Parks and Rec reference.
I don't 5 seconds.
Think 5 seconds.
So, honey, I don't think so.
And that's 1 minute. Mitch Mitchell.
I can say this. I know where Rachel Ray is. She's in New York filming her syndicated daytime cooking show. She shares a building with Wendy Williams.
Yes.
Or whoever's filling in for Wendy Williams right now.
Yes, right.
Michelle Obama. Yeah, Michelle Obama. That's her new gig. Filling in for Wendy Williams.
She drops a Cherry Halls into a cup of tea, and then she sips
it. And she says, Rihanna's in the news. And everyone goes,
ah! Oh, do your Wendy Williams impression. Okay, here we go. I'll be the audience. You be Wendy Williams, okay? Go.
So Brad Pitt went to lunch yesterday with Angelina.
Ah!
One more. So Rita Ora's in the news.
Ah!
One more.
All right, one more.
Did you hear about Meghan Markle?
Ah! That's it. Oh, it's so fun to do. It's such a fun one. Anyway.
You mention a celebrity, and then you scream.
That's what it is.
And then you, too, are soaring with an impression. So
please.
Listen, I guess it's probably time to start this car up. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Genevieve Ferrari!
Carter.
I'm literally so sorry.
Hi, Genevieve. Oh,
Genevieve Ferrari.
Do you forgive Matt for making that car joke at your
Can
your
you
last
ever forgive me
expense?
Starring Melissa
I
McCarthy?
Forgive you.
Oh, thank
I
you.
Forgive you.
Oh, listen, I'm so happy you forgive me and you're here to do it. I Don't Think So, Honey. Is it going to be the Troll Bowl or is it going
to
be pre
I want to do the Troll Bowl, but I have something to say.
Okay. I love that.
To say.
All right. This is Genevieve Ferrari's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Sloths. I don't care how much the internet loves you. You know what else the internet loves? Tide Pods and fascism. Oh, you think you're better than me because there was a viral video of Kristen Bell crying because she got to meet you? Guess what? If I met a sloth, I would cry too from disappointment. I don't think so, honey. Sloths, you're gross. You know how sloths die? Number one cause of sloth deaths. They're so dumb, they grab their own arms thinking it's a tree branch and they fall to their deaths. Very slowly, probably.
Seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds? You know what a sloth did in the last 30 seconds? Nothing! They're too slow! Why are you
seconds.
So dirty, sloths? You live in a rainforest, which is nature's shower. The only time I ever had any joy thinking about a sloth is when I get too high
Five
and
seconds.
I watch Planet Earth and I watch one sloth trying to have sex. And guess what? He doesn't get to have sex. I hope you go extinct, you weird-looking freaks. I don't think so, honey.
And then
sloth!
1 minute! Genevieve Ferrari! Wow.
Is that really how they die?
Is that true?
That's true?
I think so.
Oh, my God. We will fact check this later.
I was scientifically with you. I was like, that makes sense. They fall. Yes. Wait, podcasts are a visual medium. Bowen Yang just did a sterling impression of a sloth falling from a tree to its fucking death.
And thank you, Genevieve, for arming me with that knowledge. Thank you,
You gotta talk on the mic,
I gotta talk down the axis. Everyone, please, welcome to the microphone,
Jill Silva! Hi, Jill!
Hi, Jill. Hello.
Listen, what's it gonna be, the Troll Bowl or the pre-preparedness?
Well, I like patterns, so I'm gonna go Troll Bowl.
Wow! Pattern queen. All right, here we go. I'm picking it out. Okay, I gave you an option on this one. Okay.
Great.
You can either do Umbrella, the Rihanna song, or Umbrellas.
And you can make
I have to choose?
Or you can do both.
You want to do both?
Can I do both?
At 30 seconds, we're going to say switch.
No. Oh, we'll do that. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Jill Silva's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Umbrella by Rihanna. Are there any other words in the song? I Don't Think So, Umbrella by Rihanna, because that's the first song that I got into of yours. And then it was Bitch Better Have My Money. I Don't Think So, Umbrella by Rihanna. Were you wearing weird things in the music video? I really don't know enough about.
Switch. Do umbrellas.
I Don't Think So, Umbrellas in Seattle. The amount of you carrying them during snowpocalypse. Are you fucking idiots? I Don't Think
seconds.
So, Umbrellas protecting you from heavy, dense snow. I Don't Think So, Umbrellas. I'm tired of every restaurant having a bin for you and not a hook for my backpack underneath the table.
Yes, and that's 1 minute.
Jill Silva, everyone.
Cultural commentary from this whole group. Give it up for Michaela Hobbs.
Mitch Mitchell.
Genevieve Ferrari.
And Jill Silva.
Wow.
Okay.
Let's go to our friends over here. So, Jill, thoughts on...
Liz.
That's Jill. Over there. Who just went? That's Jill. Okay. You, Liz. Now, listen. What do we think? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh,
so that was a RuPaul reference that you just dropped. So now we're getting a peek inside.
The veneer is cracking.
The veneer is cracking, darling. So you like RuPaul's Drag Race?
That's probably for the better.
Well, yeah. There was two winners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Bella?
Yeah.
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 Kayla, how are we doing? Great. Well, we don't know if that we haven't.
We were then told
that
was probably wrong.
Kayla, we haven't gotten to know about what's your situation right now. Are you in school? You're in college?
Shoreline.
Wait.
That sucks.
What's the college? I missed it.
Edmonds.
Edmonds Community. Edmonds. Edmonds. Yeah, everyone, on the count of motherfucking three, make some fucking noise for Edmonds Community College. 1, 2, 3, go, Edmonds. Great. Better?
And we're going to take that energy and soar forth with our next group of I Don't Think So Honeyers. Everyone, please give it up for Claire Jenks!
For Taya Beatty!
Give it up for Emily Gore!
And for Preston McNeil!
Yeah, and Preston McNeil!
Ooh, some real cuties.
Did we say this group correctly? Wait, yes, we're all here, right?
We're all here. Oh, hi, Taya.
This is Claire, Taya, Emily, and Preston. Be seated.
So polite.
Here we go. Any seat will do. They all do the same fucking thing.
All right. First up, we have Claire Jenks.
Claire. Hey, Claire. So tell me, Claire, pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
Pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
This is Claire Denks. I don't think so, honey. And her time starts now.
I don't think so, Seattle healthcare system.
Oh.
I call you up for a chiropractic appointment. You bump me 4 weeks. Oh. I show up 30 minutes in, and then you have me do some Ido Portal shit. What is that? I want to get my neck adjusted, not my feet.
Oh.
You have me doing this in the front room? I'm serious. What is this? I don't think so, honey, Seattle healthcare.
30
I come in,
seconds.
Fresh water. What do I do with my glass? I'm drinking. I end up putting it in the hands of my chiropractic appointment. I don't think so, healthcare, Seattle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Go off. 15 seconds.
Thank you. I don't think so, Seattle healthcare. 10 minutes in, I'm sitting on the floor with my chiropractor next to me, doing the same stretches next to her.
Five seconds.
This? I don't think so, Seattle healthcare. Thank you.
And yes. That's 1 minute.
And that's 1 minute. Ooh. I don't think so, Seattle healthcare either. Whatever that foot thing was,
no,
that doesn't seem like it's helping me get better.
Not at all.
No.
It's putting me under more stress.
Putting me under more stress.
Oh, my God.
And next up to the mic is Taya Beatty.
Taya.
Hey, Tay.
Okay, so I know I said that I was going to do a pre-selected, but then you guys were talking about something in intro that I was like, oh my God, inspiration.
Oh.
So it's still going to be pre-selected.
So it's still going to be pre-selected.
So
we're going to do pre-selected.
It's me selected.
It's me selected.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, but with inspiration. So this was.
Okay, great.
Okay.
We're happy to provide that inspiration.
There's so much
everywhere we go, we're so inspiring.
Yeah, you're just so unique and inspiring.
So here we go.
This is Taya Beatty's I Don't Think So Honey. Our time starts now.
All right, so everyone in the audience, just close your eyes for a minute. Imagine yourself, you're in the back of your Lyft. Mm-hmm. And you're just like tootling around. Maybe you're going to Cap Hill or whatever. And there's this really cool song that's playing on the radio that's like, and you're like getting really into it. And you're like, oh yeah, ooh, I could dance to this song. Maybe I'll go drinking and dancing later on tonight. And then all of a sudden, you start listening to the lyrics. And secretly, inside of that music and that hip, really cool, fresh song is Christian pop music.
Oh, 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
I don't think so, Christian pop music. Trying to get me all interested as a gay lady in your weird religious bullshit. Jesus wasn't resurrected. He never existed.
Oh,
I would rather listen to some beats drop than listen about you on a cross. And I have no sins to forgive because I'm a human fucking being.
Five seconds.
So no thank you, cool ass Christian rock music.
And that's 1 minute. And I don't think so, honey, that bravely ended with a no thank you.
No thank you.
You really made the form your own.
Oh my God. And you know
we love.
You know, Creed. Creed is like cool Christian pop music. You know what else is?
Do you guys know Stacey Orico?
Oh yeah, Stacey. There's gotta be more.
There's gotta be more to life than chasing up every separate life. Well, that's a life, and there's sure there's gotta be more.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Wow, he can do Rob Thomas and Stacey Orico.
You know. Go. Oh, I mean, all of A Walk to Remember is like a low-key, like faith-based thing, right?
And oh, like, for sure. Oh, she was fully in the church.
But also, Dare You to Move, like all the Switchfoot stuff. It was cool, though.
Does that mean we can't like A Walk to Remember
no,
anymore?
No, we can love
A Walk to Remember.
Because
I love A Walk to Remember.
And, you know, I low-key love the Christian stuff, too. Like the Jesus.
Cool it. All right.
Lover of my soul.
No, cool it. That's too cool. It's very close together. My cool it's were very far apart. I feel that the coolest have to come very rapidly here on you singing the word Jesus.
Yeah. The period on
He's not here, is he?
Is Jesus here?
Wow!
All right.
Everyone, please welcome to the microphone,
Emily
Gore!
Hey, Emily!
Hey, Emily!
Our friend Jason's sister!
Oh, my God!
We love Jason Gore!
He's my brother!
He's your brother! Emily. Okay, so listen.
Is it going to be pre-selected or is it going to be Patrol Bowl?
I'm going to be pre-selected.
Okay, I love that.
Emily Gore's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who don't like Spencer's Gifts.
Oh!
Sorry, but have we forgotten what Spencer's has done for us? Where could you have found that bucket hat and smoke machine for your beautiful and lovely promposal? Spencer's Gifts is so much more than chain wallets and Chucky dolls. We didn't have sex education growing up. We had Spencer's fucking gifts. I didn't know what a dick looked like until I got lost in Spencer's, wink, got lost. And I think that says more about us as a culture than me as a healthy and beautiful, currently single woman.
Yes.
And I know Spencer's has problems. I do. But we're
seconds.
All learning. Spencer started in the 1940s. Do you know what else started in the 1940s? The fucking end of World War II.
5 seconds.
In conclusion, Spencer's is sick as shit, and how dare you?
And that's one minute. Emily Gore, way to go.
Oh, my God.
And I love that it ended with in conclusion. That's like very college paper.
There was some fun little linguistic stunt. Not linguistic, but it was just, you know what else started in the 1940s? The end of World War II.
Write that down,
Liz.
It's good for an essay.
Yes.
That's good for your end of high school
the
essay.
The ends are the beginning.
That every student does.
Ooh,
write honey, an essay at the end.
I love that.
I love that too. So much. That was Emily Gore.
Emily Gore.
Give it up. And finally from this group, Preston McNeil.
Oh, yes. All of it. Hi, Preston.
Hello.
The whole thing.
Okay, Preston, thank you for bravely wearing your white shoes. Your white shoes out. We had a conversation about this backstage. That's why I bring it up again.
You
were paranoid about getting them dirty.
Yes.
But there's the patina. You got to get the patina and the wear on them.
And it's a special moment. This is a special moment. Oh, well, so
it's the bravest thing we've seen tonight.
Yes. Thank you.
Preston, what's it going to be? Pre-selected or Troll Bowl?
I would do Troll Bowl if I got more references and was a little bit older. But
I hear you.
We hear you.
What are you, 16 like these ones?
No, I'm 20.
So. Okay.
So just close enough.
Yeah.
Right.
I know where you are coming from. I used to be
you. Well, you know, Preston.
We used to be you.
Now that you're past the age of 20, you can have a fully formed thought, Liz. Okay, you're on a journey. It's fine. Okay, Preston. So you're saying pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
This is Preston McNeil's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, seeking validation from others and Twitter. Okay, I Don't Think So, Honey, you all have the support system that you need within yourself, okay?
Wow.
When you tweet something and you share your art or whatever it is online, it's because you're secure enough in yourself and you want to promote and show it to others, whether they like it or not,
wow.
Okay? You're going and seeking something like, oh, I wish I could
seconds.
Do that. Oh, Karen, you can. I didn't think I could be up here on stage, but I am.
Yes.
Okay? I didn't think I'd be the places I was, but I'm not self-deprecating tweeting about how I had a bad time waiting in line because I couldn't decide what I wanted to get at Starbucks. We've been waiting, and you want me to buy both of us what I don't know that you want?
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. You have it in yourself. We should all probably be in therapy.
And that's one minute.
Self-help, I Don't Think So, Honey, from Preston McNeil.
Give it up.
Give it up for the group. Claire Jenks, Taya Beatty, Emily Gore, and Preston McNeil.
Okay, Kayla, we're going to start with you. What did you think? Titanic and the Goo Goo Dolls.
But those
aren't Christian allegories. What are you talking about?
Okay,
yeah, but there's no
Queen,
Christian element
listen,
to them.
Just because you weren't born in the 90s doesn't mean there were only four things that happened during them.
It's okay.
Here's one, the Gulf War. You want to talk about that? Or no? Should we skip it? Queen.
Nice try, Queen.
Nice try, Queen.
I can't. It feels, something feels bad about talking down to these poor 18-year-olds.
So let's continue to do it.
We're going
to
keep doing it.
Well, listen, what do you guys think? Should there have been more Titanic in the show so far?
We can talk about Titanic.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What that probably means is she has a wide cultural reference from being older. Yeah, yeah. What's a movie we've talked about on Las Culturistas that you've not known? Do you know what the movie Clueless is? Because it was one of the 8 things that happened in the 90s. Sure.
An 8th?
Oh, no, yes, I'm sorry. She knows Clueless.
Yes,
that
of
happened.
Course.
Let's go. Bella? Let's go over here to Bella.
What is your mom like?
She only watches American Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
The new one with Dwayne the Rock. Are you talking about the movie Fighting with My Family?
No. The Rock is hosting a new game show, right? Yeah. Yeah.
She likes violence.
She likes violence. Wow.
That happened in the 90s too. Gulf War.
Gulf War. I think it's time to move on.
I think it's time.
Let's bring up our next group.
I feel very complete in this exchange.
Yes, this was a complete exchange. Please welcome to the stage, Kinsey Shaw.
Please welcome to the stage, Steve Lang.
And Mandy Price.
And Denny Lee. Whee! Hello, everyone.
Okay, and now we're going to welcome up to the microphone,
Kinsey Shaw. Hi, Kindy.
Hi.
So, look, we got the bowl.
Can't I'm going bowl.
Yeah!
Okay.
I'm hoping for Beyonce.
Oh, you're
okay.
Hoping.
Okay. It's not.
Okay. It never is.
But it's so psycho to me that you would say, I hope to be given the opportunity to talk shit about Beyonce on a public platform. That is the bravest thing we've seen since Preston Shoes.
Thank you.
Truly. Okay, yeah. this is an interesting one.
It's a very interesting one.
Kinsey, okay. Your trollable topic is baseball stadiums.
Baseball stadiums.
So you okay. go shit on those. This is Kinsey Shaw's I Don't Think So, Honey. Our time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Baseball stadiums. Do you win the contest for most uncomfortable seats out of all of the seats? That's all that I know you because all I've done is watch Beyonce at a baseball stadium. Oh, yeah. I don't go to watch your boring sports baseball stadium. If it's a sport that needs like a cup over a guy's junk, I should want to watch it, but I don't. What else do I know about baseball?
Seconds.
Nothing. What does that say about you, baseball stadiums? You're not doing your fucking job. I should know everything about fucking baseball. All I know is that the Mariners suck.
Wow.
I don't think so, honey. Mariners Stadium.
15 seconds.
You should be closed. It fucking rains here. Safeco Fields. I don't think so, honey. How much time?
8.
I don't think so, honey.
Five.
Baseball
Five.
Stadiums sell better corn dogs, fuckface.
Yes! Wow. And that was Kinsey Shaw. That's 1 minute.
Kinsey Shaw, we got a new rule of culture. We got a rule of culture number 83. I don't think so, honey. Baseball stadiums sell better
corn dogs,
fuckface.
Well, and I love the Beyonce connection that we got there because you did this.
You did that.
You know, guys, in the 90s, there was a baseball player on the Seattle Mariners whose name was Ken Griffey Jr. You know of him? He was one of the 8 things that happened during the 90s.
Now you know a quarter.
So you know a quarter now. You're growing
very,
and changing.
Very, very, very good.
Young minds, they expand quickly.
Clay. Everyone, please welcome to the mic, Steve Lang! Hi, Steve.
What's up, fellas?
He's got a paper.
He's got a paper, which means we're not, this is not
It's true. I had something pissing me off today already when Kinsey asked me
you
about
this. You got something
this,
to say? I want you to say it, Steve Lang.
This is Steve Lang's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Having your wedding on a holiday.
Oh.
Now, as someone who has just worked weddings during a blizzard on New Year's Eve and on Valentine's Day, I'd like to offer some advice on when not to schedule your wedding.
Okay.
I don't think so, honey. Do not make people risk their lives or sacrifice their holidays just because you found someone dumb enough to marry your ugly ass. I don't think so, honey. People who are at your wedding who don't necessarily give a shit about you, and yes, they exist,
30 seconds.
Will opt to leave your wedding early so they can do whatever the hell they were going to do if you weren't so fucking selfish.
Oh.
So basically, your reception's going to end up being kind of lame by about 10 p.m., so save yourself the trouble.
Oh. 15 seconds. 15
I don't think seconds. So, honey. It's not just that you're going to ruin that year's holiday. It's that you're signing yourself up for a lifetime of battling holiday crowds every time you celebrate your anniversary at your favorite tapas spot or your poke bowl.
Oh.
Also, if you play Don't Stop Believing during your wedding, you're fucking basic. I don't think so.
That's one minute. Steve Lang. I love that. Wow. So that was not only an I don't think so, honey. It was also like a fuck you. It was a... Which I love.
I love that.
I live for that.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're going to have your wedding on Valentine's Day?
Shut up. If this is you, shut up.
Oh my God.
And wedding on a 4th of July, grow up.
Grow up. Yeah, you're gonna compete with fireworks, sweetie.
Yeah, try to say your vows while fireworks are doing it.
While fireworks get married.
By doing it, I mean exploding. You won't be able to be heard.
You won't. Everyone, please welcome to the microphone, Mandy Price.
Hey, Mandy Price.
Hello.
So listen, we have the bull here. We have, I'm sure, many topics you'd like to rant on, but I put it to you.
It's just that I hate so many things. It's impossible to narrow it down. So I'm going to take the troll
bull. Oh, when you have a lot of hatred, just find something else to hate too. Add it to the list. Okay, here we go. Got it.
Interesting.
So this is kind of, I think, an icon of this area cinematically.
Yes.
I would say. And this troll bull topic for you, Mandy Price, is Winona Ryder.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, Winona Ryder. You're looking around pretending you understand what's happening at the Emmys, but you don't. Your question is, why am I here winning an Emmy? That's what you're struggling with. I don't think so, honey, Winona Ryder. Beetlejuice was the top of your game. You are the strange and unusual, my friend. You went Stranger Things, and now you're a grown-up, and you know what, bitch? That makes me feel old, and I don't care for feeling old, because you got old too, bitch. I don't think so. Needing to steal things just to make you feel good inside, that's what alive feels like. There are so many other ways to feel alive. Maybe go back and watch Beetlejuice. You will understand now the purpose of your own life. You don't have to put things in your little pocket, in your little purse, in order to feel good about yourself. Someone in your life will tell you that they like you. Ask around, Winona Ryder.
And that's 1 minute.
Ask around and someone will tell you they like you. It's a rule of culture number 102.
Ask around and someone will tell you that they like you.
They will.
And oh wow.
Someone will.
That's so true. Now please welcome to the microphone Denny
Lee. Hey, Denny.
Denny,
you know, people with your name in this area, they die on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
stop it.
Oh shit.
Denny was a famous character and he, you know,
I did not know
spoiler
this.
Alert for anyone on the second season of Grey's. You know. Denny, it doesn't work.
Well, Denny, but this is just a weird connection. Two dots that Matt's connecting that have nothing to do with what's going on here.
It has
here.
Nothing to do with you.
Denny, is it going to be pre-selected or troll bowl?
Pre-selected, honey.
Okay, yeah. Honey. This is Denny Lee's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Buffalo sauce as the default chicken wing flavor. Ah! Okay. Ah! What is buffalo sauce? Can anybody tell me? Exactly. Okay. Why is buffalo sauce as orange as this troll bowl, honey? I don't think so. That is not natural. You know what is naturally orange? Oranges, bitch. I don't think so, honey. Buffalo wings. I ordered chicken wings. Buffaloes don't have wings. This is not a Red Bull commercial, honey. Also, buffalo sauce is unreliable. It is an untrustworthy flavor. Everywhere you go, it tastes different.
It does.
All sorts of different types of mediocrity. Sometimes it's spicy, sometimes it's not. I do not trust it, honey.
15 seconds.
Also, buffalo wings are nothing without ranch, honey.
Ah!
Okay, we need to change our default chicken wing flavor to lemon pepper. We know what lemon pepper wings are made of. Lemons and peppers. Okay, I don't think so, honey. Buffalo wings, I do think so, honey. Lemon pepper wings.
And that's 1 minute, anyway. That's so good.
Amazing. Give it up for this group. Kinsey Shaw.
Steve Lang.
Manny Price.
And Denny Lee.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Before we check in. Oh, okay. In the mic. I so agree. Yeah. Even as someone who is obsessed with hot sauce culture.
You do.
Buffalo sauce was created in Buffalo, New York at the Anchor Cafe, I believe it's
called.
Yeah,
we should say that anyone who thinks they take real buffaloes and make those wings.
Not it. That ain't
I don't think so. Honey.
But yeah, I mean, buffalo is nothing without ranch.
I totally disagree. Buffalo is something without ranch as long as there's blue cheese. Right? I mean, let's not have blue cheese erasure.
Okay, but...
Let's not have erasure tonight.
If you put buffalo sauce in a vacuum, it will not stand. That's my thesis.
Well,
and Denny and I are on the same page about this. And honestly, I mean... The Asian sauce erasure is more rampant than blue cheese. Who cares about blue fucking cheese?
It has nothing to do with blue cheese. I agree that for buffalo sauce to be the default sauce, that feels like erasure to me for all the other sauces. There's so many other sauces. Garlic parmesan.
Fish
barbecue.
Sauce. Barbecue. Teriyaki. Seattle invention.
Teriyaki was a Seattle invention?
I think so. Japanese immigrants.
That's a scandal to me. Quickly, because we've done a lot of bullshit already in between this next group. But do you know who Winona Ryder is? You do.
Okay. From Stranger. Well, the kids know it because of Stranger Things.
Oh, because of Stranger Things. You know her from Heathers.
Because
you've seen Heathers.
Heathers was on Netflix. I know where the source is for these. Fucking blastulas.
Bowen Yang is going to reveal that he's 19 any second. And it's going to be so much a scandal.
Ooh, we'll see. Everyone, are we ready for
this final group?
Last group of the night. I am.
Yes, everyone, please welcome the following folks. Anthony Householder.
Kaylee Nickerson.
Sam Dembowski.
And Nathan Cox. Beautiful, beautiful.
Welcome beautiful. All. And first to the mic, Anthony Householder.
Anthony.
Okay.
Hello, Anthony.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're so good.
Good.
Anthony, what's it going to be? Pre-selected or trollable?
I'm going to go pre-selected.
Okay. Pre-selected.
Yeah, this is Anthony Householder's I Don't Think So Many as Time Starts Now.
Okay. There's a meme that exists that says that mini heart attack you have when you leave your apartment and you're missing these things. And it says, and it shows four pictures. It's a phone, keys, wallet, and then a bowl of spaghetti? Oh! And then I saw another one later, and it was like, oh, some cheese? Oh, shit! This is too lazy. I don't think so, honey. But anything in this fourth block that doesn't belong in your pockets, which is 99.9% of fucking things.
30 seconds.
A green light? Oh, I wish I had that in my pocket. An exit sign? I don't think so, honey. And I don't think so, honey, Anthony Householder. Maybe people just enjoy the fucking meme, okay?
Yeah.
Why are you so high and fucking mighty about it? Where's that your comedy education? Jet City Improv? Congratulations. You're the dictator of what's funny and what's not funny. I don't think so funny.
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
People that are too cool. Well, like you work at a fucking coffee shop and fucking Deborah comes in with her fucking Wanderlust t-shirt and then she leaves and you and your friends talk shit about her. Deborah's living your best fucking life, honey. Okay? She probably goes on fucking vacation while you live in a fucking house with four hippie dudes and there's like three bedrooms. I don't think so, honey. People that are too cool.
Wow. That's 1 minute.
That was 1 minute and more, but I loved it because it went so many. It was meta. It was self-critical. It was critical of culture.
Yes.
It was everything we needed, Bo.
Is Deborah a real person?
In theory.
Yeah. Deborah represents something. Yeah.
There are Deborahs everywhere.
Everywhere. No, you know what? Anthony, I think what you were getting at with the meme thing was that this non sequitur stuff, it's like, okay, random shit, yeah. Give it context.
That's my thing with blue cheese.
How the fuck does that make any sense? What you just said.
Buffalo sauce by itself is just a nonsense. This is the thing. Buffalo sauce by itself is the bowl of spaghetti. It's nonsense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow. And then you need blue cheese to put it into context. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. All right.
How is buffalo sauce the non sequitur? It's been culturally accepted for 1,000 years. Since the old days.
You need buffalo sauce to be the foundational thing for buffalo. You need blue cheese for buffalo sauce to stand.
No, you don't!
Everyone give it up for Kaylee Nickerson!
Put me out of my misery!
Oh my God. Kaylee, what's it gonna be?
I got something I wanna talk about.
Oh! Hey,
this is Kaylee Nickerson's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now!
I don't think so, honey. Men who wear khakis and button-down shirts. You are a grown-up! It's like all the douchebags got together and said, let's make a uniform to make us more identifiable, and then pick the blandest casual business attire they could. You know who else wears khaki pants? Prep boys on the East Coast who have to because they'll get hit with a ruler if they don't. You know who they are. They're commercial real estate agents who get in their Mazda Miatis and they pull up with their can of Red Bull and they go up to the reception desk and they chat the 21-year-old girl. She doesn't want to fucking talk to you. She's 21 and you're a grown-ass man. You're really old and scary to her.
15 seconds.
So just go to your Applebee's for happy hour. Go sit with your other frat boyfriends who both also moved
Five
home
seconds.
After college and just share a fucking appetizer with them. Thank you so much.
And that's one minute.
Kaylee Nickerson. Oh my God.
Destroying those who choose to tuck it into shorts.
Khaki culture.
Yes,
now,
no.
Please welcome to the microphone, Sam Dambowski.
Yes. I love what this mic stand has like decided to do.
It gets lower and lower.
It's you know what? It's doing its thing. It's like
I wore my best
setting.
Canadian tuxedo.
You look amazing.
We all enjoy it.
I love a Canadian tuxedo. So what's it going to be? Trouble or pre-prepared topic?
Oh, I have something prepared.
She got it prepared.
I don't think so. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Goop has a Netflix series. Goop is the lifestyle website and pseudoscience bullshit emporium of actress Gwyneth Paltrow. Goop is what happens when you know you didn't deserve that Oscar and you devote the rest of your life to fraud. Goop is the essential oils of money, boredom, and hatred of fat and poor people distilled into a coffee enema that you shoot up your ass 4 times a day. And none of this would matter, except we live in a society where money equals success and success equals intelligence. And now raw water is sold by vapid hucksters who have never had to live without clean water. People test the pH of their piss because they do not know what kidneys are. And the word detox has lost all meaning except to say I might be an alcoholic or I might be a wellness influencer and I do not know which one is worse.
And that's one minute. Sam Dembowski. Yes, rise. Let the mic rise. Excellent.
That was beautiful.
Very good.
Very good.
It rises for our final I Don't Think So, Honey of the night. Give it up for Nathan Cox.
Nathan. Nathan's got his phone out. It's a pre.
We got it.
Oh,
are we good?
Check. No, yeah. There we go. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is Nathan Cox's pre-selected I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Straight men who aren't eating pussy in 2019. I'm not going to stand up here and talk about women's bodies and why that shouldn't have an effect on your choices because it's not about them. It's about you and your insecurities.
Yep.
You don't know what you're doing. That's okay to begin with, but that's not an excuse. You're willing to spend 500 hours on Fortnite to get a tribal tattoo skin to slap on a digital representation of your dick, but you can't spend 30 minutes finding out what makes a woman's eyes roll back harder than a clock on daylight savings?
30 seconds.
Get an education. Worship her. Oh, she's not into oral sex? Ask yourself this. Did you try it once and you got the two pats on the shoulder and an I'm good? Go back to the drawing board. Oh, that's too much of an awkward conversation.
15 seconds.
More awkward than when you were asking her if you could put it in her butt? Listen, if you can listen to the Joe Rogan Experience for 10 hours a week, you can listen to a woman talk about what she wants. And every woman is different. Just because you know how to pick the lock on the door of your 1995 Honda Civic... Wait. You know what? I don't think so, honey, on using objects and especially cars as a metaphor for women's bodies.
Whoa! Nathan Cox!
Nathan Cox, give it up for this group! Anthony Householder, Kaylee Nickerson, Sam Dabowski, and Nathan Cox!
Wow!
Solid. I loved all
of it. And straight men out there, if you're not eating pussy, that's all I'm going to say about that. There's 18-year-olds here!
We're going to do one final check-in with our three 18-year-olds, one 17-year-old. Let's start with Liz. Liz, what do we think?
It was good.
Yeah. Liz, this is what you should expect to do. What Nathan just painted a picture of what you should do. If someone's doing something you don't like, pat them on the shoulder and say, "I'm good."
Yeah.
In any situation, sexual or non, that's what you do. I'm good.
Moving along.
Bella, what do we think? What do we learn?
Final thoughts. You feel like a changed person? Hell fucking yeah.
Hell fucking yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bella.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Is it because before... Sorry. You is before you felt like stupid?
You were stupid before. And now you know two things that happened in the 90s.
Are you going to go home and Google like all four?
Oh. Google, what? Who is Shane West? You're going to do that. You and your mom should watch A Walk to Remember together. It's a great family movie.
Yeah, it's good. Shane West is gonna. I know my experience with Shane West.
Yeah.
Watching A Walk to Remember, and I'm happy my mom wasn't there.
Oh. Bella, we wish you the best.
We wish you the best
in your studies,
Kayla, go on.
What? And what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? You pat them and you say, "What?
No!
That's not what you say.
This has spun wildly out of control. We haven't done our job at all." You say what?
What do you say, Kayla?
No.
Everyone on the count of three, say it. 1, 2, 3.
I'm good. Kayla.
Yeah, Kayla. And what are we doing? We're learning. Oh, my God.
But Kayla. I've learned so much from all the following people. Give it up while we list everyone's names.
Here we go.
Natasha Ransom.
Emily Shore-Lesnick.
Graham Downing.
Lindsay Peterson.
Michael Castillo.
Jace Kaiser.
Kathleen Nicosi.
Max Delson.
Michaela Hopps.
Mitch Mitchell.
Genevieve Ferrari.
Jill Silva.
Claire Jenks.
Taya Beatty.
Emily Gore.
Preston McNeil.
Kinsey Shaw.
Steve Lay.
Mandy Price.
Jenny Lee.
Anthony Householder.
Kaylee Nickerson.
Sam Dembowski.
And Nathan Cox.
You guys...
Thank you so much. This was so fun.
So fun. And thank you to the Vera Project for having us.
Thank you for having us.
If you don't listen to our podcast, please like and subscribe. Las Culturistas on the Forever Dog Podcast Network.
Forever Dog.
Oh, my God.
My name is Bowen Yang.
I'm Matt Rogers. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.